This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
And now on Joy 94.9, on the line we have Matthew Mitchum, all the way in Sydney there. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. First of all, congratulations on winning the Age and Sydney Morning Herald Sportsman of the Year.
Thank you very much.
Well, we were here at Joy, we were sort of trying to get our listeners to vote for you, so I hope that some of them did, and that's the way it should go. And I thought you were a shoo-in for the award anyhow.
Oh, I don't know about a shoo-in, but thank you very much to Joy of Herald.
Yeah, but
all their listeners for voting for me.
Yeah. It was. I remember when I saw the dive, I jumped straight out of my chair. I thought, my God, what's happened? And it was just so wonderful. And I guess you probably didn't realise it yourself either at the time.
No. Oh well, I suppose the whole thing was just a little bit surreal. So it did take me a while to sort of believe what happened and believe the significance and the importance of it all.
Yeah, and so from when you've come home, all you've just continued with your training, I guess, for the next big event.
I've been in full training, like 11 sessions a week, 30 hours a week training for 6 weeks now. So I went away on my holiday for a month. I was back for not very long before I, got back into the full training again.
Mm-hmm. And what's the next competition up then?
I will have a state-level competition in a couple of weeks, which will qualify me for the Australian Open National Championships at the end of February, which will be in Brisbane next year.
Mm-hmm.
And those will qualify me for the rest of the international events during next year.
Oh, right. It's amazing how you've got an Olympic gold medal, but you still have to qualify.
Oh, yeah. I suppose it keeps it fair.
Yes, I guess it does. Yeah, it's a very competitive sport, isn't it? Everybody wants to be there at the top, of course, like all sportsmen, and that's great because that's the way sportsmen come to their best peak when they're training all the time. But it must take a bit out of you.
It does. I found last week that while maintaining my regular training schedule, which is hard enough in itself. All these extra things that I was doing in between training sessions and afterwards, the sports awards dinners and everything, It ended up leaving me a little bit run down.
Yeah, well, it's you only had a quick flying trip to Melbourne because you had to continue with your training.
Yeah, well, that's right. I had a sports award dinner evening before, mm-hmm. and then that day I flew down to Melbourne in the afternoon, stayed there for the dinner. Flew back in the morning, and then I had another dinner the next night as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you had the you would have had the Sydney Morning Herald one up there, wouldn't you?
No. It was the same thing. It was a different sports award on Tuesday night, and then on Thursday night it was the New South Wales Institute of Sport.
Uh-huh. How did you go in that? Did you win anything in there?
I was nominated for 4 awards. I won 4 awards.
Well, there you go. You see, you deserve it. You deserved it anyhow.
Oh, so, thank you.
Tell me, we play a lot of music on this station. What sort of music do you listen to?
Top 40s stuff, I mm-hmm. suppose. And then I've got a really kind of weird, eclectic sort of list on my iTunes. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's pretty boring. I listen to quite a bit of unusual stuff as well.
Oh, right. And do you wear, your iTunes or listen to your iTunes between dives, or do you... To tune out, or do you watch everything that's going on just to keep yourself up there?
During competitions, or
Probably competitions. Yes, you see people walking around with earplugs in, and I think they're probably tuning out so that they don't take any notice of what's going on around them.
Yeah, during competitions, I do use my iPod a lot because I don't know, it can either be used as a calming down mechanism, like if you mm-hmm. listen to slow like blues or something like that,
yep.
or it can then pump yourself up for when you're about to do the dive, when you listen to dance tracks or something.
Right Yeah, because it's the human body when you're diving, it's a bit like dancing, isn't it? Because you move, the movement that you have to do in the air and all the rest of it, it's very similar to dancing. So dance music would really get you into the groove. Is that right?
Hello? I'm having some audio problems.
Oh, are you? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. No, you're right. It is. And, you know, using music to alter your arousal levels is a really, really handy tool, I find, for my competitions.
Yeah. And what I always wonder is why they don't have a lift to take you up to the 10-metre platform.
Oh, because that's just plain lazy.
Oh, no, but you go up and down it so often, you know.
You do, but it makes your calves nice and defined, so yep. I'm not complaining.
Oh, right, I see. So if there's a leg man watching, that they can look at your legs and think, yeah, well, he's got lovely legs, yeah. That's right.
Well, that's the hope.
That's the hope, right, yes. And so you will be, well, hopefully you'll be diving at London in 2012?
That's the plan, yes.
That's the plan.
That was always sort of where I had planned to make my gold medal appearance, but I peaked a little bit earlier than I expected, and so now I know what I have to do to win the gold medal, and I just have to do it again.
Yes, that's true, yeah. It's because you're only 20, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't know whether that's old for a diver or young for a diver, I'm not sure.
The shelf life for a diver is probably in the late or mid to late 20s. Most end up retiring. I suppose you see the older ones on springboard more, so you wouldn't see very many 28-year-olds on the 10-metre platform. So, most platform divers who are successful in their youth as platform divers tend to go over to the 3-metre springboard.
Right, yeah. Well, I guess that as you get older, as you train, your body tends to change a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, so when you're young, it's more supple and you can do all the twists and turns that you have to do off the 10-metre platform. But when you're, as you get older, you can understand why your reflexes are not quite as quick, are they?
That's entirely correct. I mean, you see on platform, you see the really young ones, the 14-year-old Thomas Daly's, and you go through the water better, but for 3-metre, for the springboard event, you need a lot more refined movements and actions, and you also need a bit of weight on the board to use it properly.
Yep.
So, yeah, you do tend to find the older, heavier, stronger divers on 3-metre, and the younger, maybe not so strong ones on 10-metre.
All right. Matthew, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and it's Joy's birthday today, of course. It's our 15th birthday, and it's been great to have you on as a guest on our 15th birthday.
Of course. Happy birthday, Joy FM, and what an honour to be on your radio station on your birthday.
Yes, it's there's not much. We haven't got a cake yet. We're hoping somebody will bring a cake in, but we'll see what happens with that anyhow. Okay.
Good luck with that.
It's been lovely talking to you. Good luck in the future, and you've done us proud, and you can only do that again, I guess, at the next competition.
Thank you very much.
Okay, been lovely to talk to you. Bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
You too, bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.